couple of days, I've been contacted by a large number of people from my own communities that I represent in Castlefin and Ballybofey. I've had representations from some of our councillors in Inishowen, Jack Murray and Senator Patrick McLaughlin, and they've shared pictures with me in relation to the heavy rainfall that's taken place over the last 48 hours. And the pictures are quite scary, particularly if, and I'll share some of the images with you at a later stage. But Castlefin, which you know well because you accompanied me there to meet with the local residents and Ballybofey as well. But it's quite scary to see the level of water that has been lying around premises and businesses there, giving what would be, you know, wasn't a flooding event that took place. But that community suffered two once-in-100-year events within a number of weeks, just a number of years ago. Now, it is on the programme, it is on the priority list, along with a number of others, Burnfoot, Glenties, Downings, Carrowkeel and Clifford. However, there is concern, and that's just natural. You know, there's concern that, when are we going to see this? When is this going to happen? There's also concern, and I know you mentioned we did a meeting with yourself and the local residents and business groups from Ballybofey, and while they're not on the priority list, there has been funding granted. Is there any update in relation to the advancement of that project and anything that you can alleviate the concerns of people in those communities that these projects are on track and that the department is got a hands-on approach in relation to this?
Well, thanks for it, Deputy, and I'm well aware of the images, as you know, from some of your own councillors have sent me on stuff in relation to in recent days, and I've been talking to a few of the people up there. But as you know, I went to Burnfoot and all those other areas and Castlefin, and I visit those places. I announced the schemes. Where I announced schemes, and I went back in and gave the local authorities the resources in terms of engineering that they could employ engineers to move on in these schemes. What I say to the councillors, in particularly in those areas, they need to keep on top of the local authorities to make sure they're kind of, if they're driving the scheme, it's up to them to put forward through meetings and steering group meetings. But what I have done in recent days is that I've asked my people in OPW to talk to the county council up there, and I intend to make another visit up there, because where I've delivered schemes right around the country, I'm very much to want to see the scheme started. Like every deputy in the House, we all have people on to us on a daily basis, but I want to go up to make sure that they're driving on the schemes, because I've given the money and the resource, and I want to make sure they're delivered on.
Minister, I must say that would be very welcome, and I think the approach, and we've been in meetings with you, with council officials and all that, but the approach of pulling the OPW and the council officials together is the best approach, and I want to welcome that. So I think a visit by yourself to the county with your officials would be helpful. Just to and maybe when you're in Donegal, we can take a look at this further. There has been obviously significant progress in relation to the announcement of the major schemes, the six that you've identified, and also the work that we need to advance in terms of Ballybofey. You will be conscious in relation to some of other works that are taking place in terms of coastal erosion and all the rest, but I would maybe ask that at a certain point you could update us in relation to the Maharorti project, in relation to the seawall and the coastal erosion that's taken place there. You accompanied myself and some other Oireachtas members early last year in relation to that. So it might be something that you could furnish a note with us and maybe update us when we're in the county.
I'm glad you do that, Deputy. I outlined some months ago that I see coastal erosion and coastal being in 15 years' time could be the more damage and flooding than ordinary lake flooding or the Shannon flooding, and I see the huge problems out there. But everyone turns to me, of course, when there's flooding, even though it falls in the Department of Housing, Minister Owen Murphy's department. But I am seeking meetings with them, because I do see problems right around the coast, as we dealt with one recently up here in Dublin, and it's now seemed to be a very successful operation protecting a number of homes, and I'd like to see that echoed right around the country. And I do see issues coming down the track in relation to coastal, but it's something I'm working with his department on at the present. But I will, on my visit, I'll talk to you about that.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, Chair.